if you have a copy, Romans chapter number 8. And we're going to continue in the book of Romans tonight, Romans chapter number 8. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 26 tonight, relying on the Holy Ghost. The Bible will take care of itself here, and we'll just preach it and let God have his will. Amen. Relying on the Holy Ghost in our life, knowing that it knows the best for us. It knows what we need when we don't know what we need. I love to preach the gospel, and I don't have but one speed. I don't have but one speed. If I'm either wide open or I'm asleep. You ask my wife, I don't have but one. Even when I preach, if I don't get my announcements right off the bat, I'll just blow right over and be gone. But tonight, I want to be able to make sure you understand this and that God ministered to your heart the way he's ministered to mine. Relying on the Holy Ghost tonight. He's your friend tonight. He's your comforter. He's the one who lives inside of you tonight. He's the one that's going to guide you in the right direction tonight. You're going to have to listen to him. You're going to have to obey him. You're going to have to respect him, number one. And you're going to have to reverence him tonight. Because he's never going to point you in the wrong direction. He's going to point you right. He's going to point you to Jesus. The Holy Ghost will never point to himself. He'll always point to Jesus Christ. And that's what he's wanting to do. He's wanting to get us lined up with where we need to be with God and allow our life to be a example for all to see. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 26 tonight. And the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know. Let's read that together as a church. Let's read verse 28 together as a church. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Father, we love you and we thank you tonight for your written word. We thank you tonight that it's penned down before us tonight. And Lord God, I thank you tonight. The only way we can understand it is through the Holy Ghost tonight. Lord, it gives us direction. It gives us information, Father God, but also it speaks and it ministers to our heart in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight that you would guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Lord, bless this congregation tonight. I do realize tonight that there's people that are hurting amongst us tonight. And Lord God, I pray tonight that as I speak this word, Lord, I pray tonight that they just rely on the Holy Ghost to get what they need out of this service tonight. Father, I'm just a mouthpiece. I'm just a vessel. And if you choose to use me tonight, I thank you for that. And if you choose to go some other way, I thank you for that as well, Father. Lord, I pray tonight you just do the ministry and you do the work. Lord God, we'd be glad and we'd be happy tonight. Lord, I pray tonight you guard everything that we do. Lord, I pray this church be on fire for you. Lord, I pray we'd be a lighthouse out here in this dark community, Father God, that we live in. Lord God, on every corner, Father God, we see things that are not of you, Father. But we pray tonight that the Holy Spirit would allow us to minister to these people. And Lord God, just show them what you've showed us through the Spirit of God. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. And we ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we get into the text tonight, this morning we talked about Elijah and him running from the enemy. Elijah had ran from the enemy. He had run from Ahab and Jezebel, and he was trying to get out of Dodge, if he would. He didn't want to be hit, and he didn't want to be hurt, and he didn't want nothing going on, so he was going to flee. And when he fled from them, it wasn't long that he was fleeing from God also. He done got away from what God had called him to do. So tonight, but here as we get back in the book of Romans, in Romans 8, we see Paul telling us why we can rely on the Holy Ghost tonight. You know why we can rely on the Holy Ghost tonight? If we look in verse 26, I want to give you four things out of this text on the why you can rely on the Holy Ghost tonight. You know tonight he is your comforter and he is your friend tonight. He says tonight in verse number 26, the first reason is because he helpeth our infirmities. He helps our infirmities. Look what the Bible says. Likewise, the Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, also it helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to pray. Tonight, when it helps our infirmities, in verse 26, that means this, it helps our weaknesses, and it comes to ones in aid. You know what the Holy Spirit does? It helps us in our weaknesses, and it comes to one that needs aid or needs help. You know when the Holy Spirit comes, it said when it would come to one's aid, it would almost be like this. It'd be picking you up and toting you when you can't even tote yourself. He says tonight, look at what he says in verse 26, for we know not what we should pray. You know what tonight? We know sometimes what to pray. Amen? Would you agree tonight there's sometimes that you know what to pray and how to pray it? But I'd say this tonight. There's been times in my life that I've went into a situation and I've went into people, and you have too, and I didn't know what to say and I did not know what to pray. I had a weakness in my life at that moment, and I didn't know what to say and I didn't know what to pray. And sometimes we know what to pray, but we don't know how to pray. And you say, preacher, what happens when I get to that place? Should I just quit praying? Why, Lord, no. Well, Lord, no, if you don't know what to say and you don't know what to pray, just keep praying. You say, why? Because the Holy Ghost, you know what He's going to do? He's going to cipher it out anyway. He's going to make right what's right and going to make wrong what's wrong. He's going to divide it down the middle and let God have what needs to be have and going to take away what don't need to be there, because we don't know what to pray sometimes in our life because we sometimes don't know God's will in a situation. There are sometimes the handwriting is on the wall, and you know when it's God's writing on the wall. You know when it's God speaking to you, and you know what to pray and how to pray. Hey, but there are sometimes you don't know what to say, you don't know how to pray, you don't know when to pray it, and you don't know God's will on that person's life. So what do, preacher? You just pray for them anyway. You lift them up to God, and you rely on the Holy Ghost to take your prayer and intercede on that behalf. That brings me to point number two. Number one, it helpeth our infirmities in verse 26. But look at what also in verse 26. Not only does the Holy Ghost help our infirmities or our weakness, but it maketh intercession for us. It intercedes on our behalf. It comes in and it intercedes on our behalf. When we don't know what to say, how to say it, when to say it, the Holy Ghost will sweep in there and it'll take over. I want to ask you a question tonight. Have you ever been praying? You didn't know what to say and all of a sudden you got to praying. Hey, you got to talking to God and you got praying with that individual and all of a sudden something took over on the inside. And what you thought you knew what to pray, you didn't know how to pray, and all of a sudden you started praying, and next thing you know, hey, His word's coming out of your mouth. You said, I'd have never used that word before. I'd have never prayed that way before. I don't know where it come from. I don't know where it come, and you ain't got enough in you to muster it back up. You know what that is? That's the Holy Ghost. That's when He comes up on that individual. And not only does He help our infirmities, but He maketh intercession in us when we need it. Look what He says in verse 26. What we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself, it maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He says it's that the Holy Ghost, it indwells a believer, and He knows what we do. He knows what we do, the Holy Ghost. He knows what we do. He knows what we need. And He knows the will of God for us. And that's why He intercedes for us. Not only did He get to that place and He helps our infirmities, but He intercedes for us. I'll never forget when my wife had COVID and we was there at the house. We'd done been to the emergency room for me a couple nights prior to that. And they said, man, they was kidding me for how weak I am. And I ain't very tough. And, you know, I can't handle a whole lot. Can I get an amen? Watch it now. Watch it. And they was kidding me, and that night we went to bed. All I know is when I went to bed, they was kidding me about going to the emergency room. And then about 30 minutes, all I know is Brandy woke up, and she was like, help me, help me. And we got looking around, and I was like, what's going on? What's wrong with you? And I thought they was playing a joke on me, kidding me. When I looked around to where she was at, she done went in the bathroom. And she done had a blackout spell in there, and she done got in there, and she was burning up, sweating like crazy. I looked at Kaylee. I said, do something, do something. She looked at me, do something, do something. I said, just pray. Just pray for you, Mama. I'm going to pray too. And she was there in the bathroom, and we got down, and we got to praying, and we got asking God what to do. But when I bowed down there and I started praying, I'll never forget this. He audible to me like I've never heard Him in a long time. And I got down there, and I said, Lord God, He said, don't start that mess. No. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? Son, I went from just going to lift up my wife to praying for my wife. Amen. Have you ever been in your bathroom floor and you know that if God didn't intervene, we fixed to have problems?
You say, well, she wasn't that sick. Well, she was that sick to me. Friends, I want you to know when you get to that place and you got an infirmity and you got a weakness and you don't know what to do and your loved one's laying there and you don't know what to say or what to do, you get to that place in your life that you need intercession. You need somebody to intercede for you. I couldn't call you. You couldn't call me. The only person that I had in my life that could intercede for me, it was the Holy Ghost. And he interceded right there. And man, when she got better, she got up and we could get her up a little bit. First thing I did after that, I called Sister Shannon. I said, hey, I know it's late at night. I don't know what's going on, but we need help. But you know what? Tonight, I'm telling you this to say this. You can rely on the Holy Ghost. You can rely on him tonight. He's not going to mislead you. He's not going to misguide you. He's going to help you when you're weak. You're not always going to be strong. Did you know that? Did you know that? One of the most strongest men in here, there's going to come a day in his life that he ain't going to be able to take care of himself probably. Somebody else is going to have to wait on him. Even that same in spiritual life, the most spiritual individual you know, they're going to come a time in their life that they're going to be weak and they can't handle it and they're going to have the Holy Ghost to minister to them in their life. Weaknesses come. Infirmities come. You say, preacher, how am I going to get over these hills and these valleys? How am I going to get over this stuff? The only way you're going to get over it is by relying on the Holy Ghost to minister you, to guide you, to comfort you, and to give you what you need. He says tonight in the Word, I'll never forget this, he says this right here, that he helps us. He helps us with it. That means he don't just take over and do it for you. That's good. Quit praying and see what happens. But keep praying and see what happens. You see, he said he helps you with it. He just ain't going to take over and do it on his own. But he'll come up beside you and help you. He'll come up beside you and grab one arm. He'll start helping you along the way. So tonight we see, number one, that when we get there and we see what God's doing in our life, we can rely on the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, number one, because he helpeth our infirmities. We can rely on him tonight, number two, because he maketh intercession in our life. I love that tonight. He maketh intercession. Look what he says here in verse 26. For us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You don't know what to say. That's what he does. Number three tonight, not only does he do that, but number three tonight, the Holy Ghost tonight, you can rely on him because he is the one that seals the heart. It's the Holy Ghost is the one that seals your heart. Let me give you this. And he, verse 27, and he, not an it, and he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. See, he makes all this intercession. He intercedes on your behalf. He intercedes on my behalf. He does these things in our life. Why? Because he knows, always knows. You know the Holy Ghost always knows the will of God. He always knows it. He don't have to sit around and wait on the will of God. He knows the will of God. You say, well, I don't know the will of God on my life. The Holy Ghost lives inside of you. He knows the will. Obey him, and your will, the will of God will be done in your life. Turn with me tonight, if you will, to Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 13 tonight, if you would. Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 13 tonight. Ephesians 1 and verse number 13 tonight. I want to show you this. He says tonight, not only does he help our infirmities, not only does he maketh intercession, but he seals the heart. Ephesians 1:13, he seals the heart. He seals that heart. Ephesians 1:13, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. That Holy Spirit of promise. Preacher, why does the Holy Ghost, why does the Holy Spirit, why does it seal us tonight? Why does it do the sealing tonight? You ever bought some kind of medicine at the store? You ever bought some kind of medicine? It's got a wrapper on top for the seal. Ketchup bottle, any of that. You break all that off and you go to use it and it won't come out. You squeeze that ketchup bottle all you want. I know I'm simple, but hey, this is a seal, son. You squeeze that thing, it won't come out. You pop that little lid off, you look down there, there's something white. If it was black, what would you do? Throw it away. Dirty. Come on, talk to me, somebody. But it's a seal. And that seal, what does that seal do? That seal protects what's on the inside. It says if it's been tampered with, do not use. Tonight, if you're a child of God, you've been sealed by the Holy Ghost. You've been, oh glory, you've been sealed by the Holy Ghost. And there's nothing can tamper your soul. There's nothing can tamper your soul. Man, he may give the spirit up fits. And you may have a lot going on, but I want you to know tonight, my soul is sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost. He seals that promise and he puts it on me. And it's sealed, not to be tampered with, not to be messed with. You say, who can take it off? Can't nobody take it off. You can't outdo the Holy Ghost. You ain't strong enough to take it off. Man, I tell you, that's good. And that thing's sealed. I'll never forget my dad-in-law. I probably told this story. I've told it somewhere before. He drove a Pepsi truck. Back then, I loved to drink Pepsi. And he told me, he said, from one end of that Pepsi truck to the other, 53-foot van from one end all the way to the other, ain't nothing but 2-liter bottles. I said, I want to see on the inside of that trailer. He's like, come on. We walked back there, and he said, you can't see inside. Well, you told me I could. He said, I forgot. They sealed it before I left. I said, sealed it before you left? He said, you see that little blue tag on there? On the back of that 53-foot van where they close the doors? There's a seal on that thing, and it sealed it, zip-tied it, Pepsi, put it on there. I said, who's authorized to take that off? Only one's done the sealing. I said, so when you get where you're going, he said, I'm going to Tallahassee, Florida. I said, you ain't going to tell him to do that all the way down to there? He said, well, I can't. He said, when I get there, they got a man there that knows is waiting on what's on the inside. You know when you're going to be done with the Holy Ghost? When you get to heaven. You won't need him up there. But as long as you're here, you're going to need him to lead you, to help you with your weaknesses, to help you with your infirmities, to search your heart, to search things on the inside, to search things on the outside, and to make sure nobody messes with what God has saved. I think a lot of people need a wake-up alert on this. You didn't save yourself. You never was good enough. You never will be good enough. You didn't save yourself. You didn't do it. Salvation's of the Lord, and the sealing's of the Holy Ghost. Be careful how you treat him. Be careful how you treat him. If you don't want nobody to get what you got, remember, it's not yours, it's his. And it's sealed in the Holy Ghost. But I want to show you something else that he does. Not only does he help us, man, when we're weak, not only does he make intercession, not only does he seal that heart, man, the Holy Ghost knows that all things work together for good. All things. Somebody say all things. All things. When it's bad, it still works. When you don't understand it, it still works. When you can't figure it out, that's when God's working. When you say, Lord God, I don't know how this is going to come out. I don't know how this is going to be a beautiful ending. It's the Holy Ghost knows what you need, when you need it, and how to move it and how to make it in your life. Tonight, I know this church, and there's people inside here, you've been through a lot. But I look around this room tonight, and I don't see a bunch of quitters. I see a bunch of winners. Amen? I ain't going to quit. I ain't going to go back. Ain't nothing to go back to. Ain't nothing to quit for. Man, he's been better than good to me. I'm telling you, better than good. Man, woke up this morning. Amen? Woke up this morning. Had cinnamon rolls my daughter cooked. Man, got a daughter that can cook, son. That's good. Saturday night for that ball game, we having fun, ain't we? Everybody's okay, right? And for that ball game, she made some things Miss Kim made over there for the women thing. And she had that thing all pretty laid out there and had the little dish in the middle with the sauce in it. She went to her bedroom doing something. I just went there and ate about four of them. I said, Daddy, you ain't supposed to eat that. If it's good, you're going to want it. I said, baby, let me show you how to fix that. I put that sauce in the middle and I started grabbing them and pushing them down. I said, you had them piled up real high. If you just bring them down, nobody will ever know. All things work for the good. When you can't see it, it's good. Tonight, I'm going to show you this, and I'm going to lead you through that. All things work for good. I've seen people leave this church, and I thought this church will never survive without them here. As a pastor, listen to me now. I've seen people leave this church, and I said, it'll never, we're going to sink. But you know why we ain't sunk? It ain't about you and me. It's about the Holy Ghost. It's His church. It ain't mine. Amen. I've seen people come in. I said, we won't ever make it with them here. Y'all thought that. Come, whoa, where y'all at? Y'all done amen the wrong amen. I know y'all felt the same way when I became the pastor. You said, we won't ever make it. I done told y'all the first year I was here, all I want to do is just survive. If I can make it through 1 year, I'd find another church. If I just get through 1 year, get a little preaching under my belt. But I realized something. Y'all just as crazy as I am about Jesus. Y'all love Him. Y'all love Him. And I love Him. Now, I just want it to be a family, don't you? But I've seen people come in, I thought it may not never work for them here. See, I can't believe you think that way. You do too. I don't know how that's going. I don't know if they're going to fit or not. I don't know if they'll fit in here or not. I don't know. You know, Union Chapel is not for everybody. But the gospel is. Come on, talk to me. I said, I don't know if it's ever going to work. But He said, all things work together. All things work together for the good. And I've seen some come in, son, I'm telling you what, that's worked for the good. They have. I'm going to show you this tonight in the text. I may open my mouth too much right there. Lord, hey, love Jesus. Don't visit broken lives. We do have broken lives in here. Amen. Here you go. Number one, He helpeth our infirmities. Number two, He maketh intercession. Number three, He seals the heart. And number four, He teaches us that all things work together for good to them that love God. There's a clause there, to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. I'm going to show you this tonight. All things, either good or bad, bitter or sweet, happy or sad, healthy or sick, calms or storms, life or death, all work together. Why? Because God is the supplier. Philippians 4:19, the Bible says, but my God. Man, when He's your God, you got it. Amen, brother, you got it. You got it. Folks, you got it when He's your God. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. You know, I've noticed in my life, there's been some things that happened in my life that I didn't know how it was going to work out to be good. I just didn't know how it was going to be good. I've had to be honest about things that and had to come clean about some things. I didn't know how it was going to work when I come clean about it. You know, you got to make amends where you can. I didn't know how it was going to work, but I knew the Holy Ghost had been was telling me, you got to make amends. You got to do. You say, preacher, hey, listen. If he's moving you to do it, you do it. If he's not, leave it alone. But if he's guiding you that way, he's going to get you through it. And as I studied this and as I pondered on this tonight, I told you I didn't want to preach. I wanted to give it to you the way God gave it to me. As I studied on this, I always like to bring a story in. And I never want to overlook the little things. The big things is not what's made this church, it's the little things. When the old church needed to be tore down, it was a little thing that struck the people to get it tore down. Little as Miss Mary Jo Taylor, even though how big the woman was, how little she was in stature, how big a voice she gave. Pastor and deacons could say tear it down, but one woman that's been here all of her life can say, hey, I back the deacons and I back the pastor. You know what? Her voice is big. Never want to overlook the little things. I mean, we've seen a lot of little things that's got us to the place we're at. I never want to overlook the little things. And as I thought about that all things work together, even the little bitty ones that you just don't understand. Tonight, you may be sitting there and you say, preacher, I just don't understand. Remember, God's working something. He's working something that you don't know. He's working something that you don't understand. But He's working it
for your good. I want to read you this story tonight. A group of men were carrying on a friendly conversation, and they were talking about small things to pay attention to them. Don't overlook them. And one man said, "Can you believe that a pair of socks changed the entire course of my life?" One of his buddies said, "There ain't no way." He said, "It's true. One pair of socks changed the whole course of my life. Once I planned to take a trip with some of my friends on a canal boat. But 2 days before we intended to leave, I injured my foot while chopping wood. Very small cut on my foot, nothing big. But the blue dye in my homemade socks that I wore poisoned the wound, so I couldn't go on the trip." Couldn't go. "While my friends was gone, a powerful preacher came through our town to hold a revival. With nothing else to do, I just decided to go, and the message touched me deeply, and as a result, I gave my life to God. Afterwards, I saw my life. It needed a lot of changing and a lot of construction. A lot of things needed change. One thing was I needed an education. I determined I needed an education, and that would help me be more useful for God." And he wrote this down: "For we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." Signed, the President of the United States of America, James A. Garfield. One little cut, one little pair of socks kept him from going to a place. Instead, it changed his life forever. Folks, tonight, you never know what little things will change your life forever. Every little decision you make sure you pray and say, "Lord God, I ask you to let the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, minister this prayer. Take this prayer in Jesus' name. Orchestrate it the way it needs to be orchestrated. Let it come alive in my life. Use me the way that you want to use me." And to do that, you've got to rely on God. You've got to rely on the Holy Ghost. You've got to rely that he knows all things and that he'll minister to you the right way. That was the President of the United States of America. He realized and he reverenced God that the small thing, that all things, even the small things, work together for good. I don't know what small thing you're going through tonight. I don't know what big thing you're going through tonight. But I know this: whatever you're going through tonight is working in your favor. Is that not good? It's working in your favor. It's not working against you. It's working in your favor. He said, "Preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. You know how hard it is." But I know this: the Bible don't lie. And he said, "All things work together for the good." So tonight, I don't know what you're going through. Remember this: it's for your good and it's not for the bad. It's for your good. I'm going to share this and we're going to have an altar call. The Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost also allow, it keeps you from wandering away and getting where you don't need to be. It brings you back. Can I get a witness, anybody? That you wanted to go over yonder, but hey, it pulls you back. The first time it pulls you back, it stings, don't it? It whoops pretty hard. And then after that, you get a tone to it, and you know, hey, I don't need to go that way. You get an ear. You get a tongue. You get an ear. Listen to me. You can understand it. You can understand what it's telling you in your ear. I got a dog I got off Brother OJ. Sister Kim loved that dog. So I don't tell you, well, I like the dog, okay? I like him. I try not to use love toward the dog because there's some dog people here don't love dogs. I understand. This dog, man, I'll tell you what, he's smarter. He's smart, okay? He got that from Brother OJ, I'm sure. But I had that dog and I had a problem. He didn't want to stay at home. He had food. He had water. He had the best bed you could get. He's got a concrete floor that he sleeps on. I mean, he's got it made. I'd go looking for him. He'd be at the neighbor's house.
and weeds this tall. I mean, just over there where he wasn't supposed to be. I'd go get him. I'd bring him back. Nice. I'd get him. I'd bring him back. I opened the door. He didn't want the good. He didn't want what was working for the good. He wanted over there somewhere he wasn't supposed to be. I called David Crosby. I said, is there anything we can do about this? And he said, I got something that'll help you. Before you go crazy, you listen to me on this. He said, it's a shock collar. And when he told me that, the Spirit started talking to me. He said, if that dog knows you, it ain't going to take much. He'll pay attention. But if he don't know you, it ain't going to do very good. I said, okay. He said, if he knows you, you ain't going to hit him but one time. He's going to learn his lesson. I put that collar on that dog. I turned him loose out the yard. He went straight, almost across the hill to go to the neighbor's. Popped him. He about tore the glass down to get back to the house. Let me tell you this. I don't have a problem with my dog. There's a button on there that you don't have to hit him hard. It's got a tone. And that dog has an ear for that tone. All you got to do is hit that green button, that tone. And that dog is setting that attention, sitting right where it needs to be. He's not hurt. He's not shocked. He's in no way in any pain. He's sitting there right where he needs to be. As every time I hit that tone to make that dog stay in the area, I think about what the Holy Ghost does in my life. When I first got saved, that Holy Ghost, it shocked the fire out of me. I'd get over there and it'd tear me up till I could get back where I knew I needed to be. It'd tear me up. I couldn't get back to the house of God fast enough. He says, is that important to be at the house of God? I guarantee it is. Stay out 3 weeks, Brother Whooper. Tell him. Stay out 6 months. Tell him, Brother Whoop. Won't be long. It gets rough. It gets hard out there. But when you're walking with the Holy Ghost and letting him lead your life, he don't even have to shock you. He don't need to put much pressure on you. All he's got to do is hit that tone. Beep. Beep. You know what that dog knows? It knows to come back. It knows to get back where it needs to be. Tonight I would ask a question. I wonder who tonight knows they've heard that tone. Beep. Beep. You know, if you don't get back where you need to be, it's fixing to get a lot worse. He won't hit you with it right off the bat. He gives it to you easily. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't. Don't do that. Don't do that. You see how louder he gets? It's what the Holy Spirit does. He gets louder. He gets louder and he gets louder. But tonight, you know what? I thank God that we can get a place in our life when he says, don't do that. Yes, sir. I understand. Maybe tonight you're in a place you say, oh, I got to quit going the way I'm going. I got to start relying on God. Tonight, Brother Hayden and Sister Kenzie, they're relying on God. And I guarantee you, Baby Landry is. So why is she doing that right now? Why is she doing that right now? Who are we talking about? Talking about Jesus, talking about the Holy Ghost. Remember tonight, he's your friend, and you can rely on him. Let us pray. Father God, I pray tonight for whoever it is tonight that knows tonight that they've been trying to do it in their own power, in their own will, and they found themselves running from you. Father, I pray tonight that you allow the Holy Ghost to minister to their heart and they get back where they need to be with you tonight. Lord, I know I may be preaching to the choir tonight, to the faithful, but Father God, the ones that's not here no more, at one time they was the choir, they was the faithful. Lord, if we don't warn one another, Father, we too could be out struggling. Bless this congregation tonight. Watch over them as only you can. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen.